And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, 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 dear listener. And in terms of just that discussion from the Tech Eagle, yes, guys, it is a, you know, just one or other factor in terms of something that we take for granted for almost every day in terms of accepting that internet connection is just, it's, you know, it's there. It's like breathing. But unfortunately, what Canada has indicated, but also there are also other discussion points that stem from internet outages. But nonetheless, we are here on the Brand Conversation. You find yourself on this edition of, you know, this lovely Monday edition, as I would say. But in terms of our discussion for Brand Conversation, it is a factor in terms of understanding where you can place yourself, where you can look at in terms of viewing at a new venture in entrepreneurship, looking at a manner in terms of how you can further enter into a market, because it's all about finding the most suitable access point to come in. And then also, what do you do from there? Now, as on Friday, where we ended off with the Brand Conversations discussion point, there was we took a look at the, you know, the various kinds of consumer markets or market segments that you can further segment into. Remember that with niche marketing, and it was technically niche marketing, we looked at how you can try and focus into or zoom in on or try to create a different kind of consumer or market segment, because the main thing was customers, consumers these days, some of them have become the conscious consumer that I expressed or that I heavily emphasized on Friday and on Thursday discussion points. Why I emphasized on the conscious consumer? Remember, the conscious consumer overlaps into so many fields of consumption today. The conscious consumer can be found from anything from environment to tourism to transport to teaching to medicine to health and wellness. Everything, you name it, you will find the conscious consumer there. Meaning the conscious consumer is already a label, an indication, a sort of like a key indication field for you to identify to then further segment into. Now, we touched on the various other kinds of fields wherein this conscious consumer overlaps into. But those were just the fields. There is another discussion, another perspective, another discussion point to niche marketing that you and I, we need to be aware of. And this one being the somewhat advantageous approaches, because niche marketing in most cases in terms of differentiation, that's now when you establish your how competitive you want to be in your approach to a market. Your differentiation is all about understanding, should you work on the notion of niche marketing, on cost effectiveness, or being totally different from what your competitors are doing. Those are your three approaches, and obviously you've got the hybrid approach. Those main three approaches are the ones that indicate to you, you know, what your entry strategy is into a market, and also what you'll be offering, and also how you'll be aiming to set yourself apart from what the competition already does. Now, in the main aim, guys, you've got to understand that in the world of business, you can find something similar to what the competitive nature or the competitive atmosphere or environment that you find, for example, like in a sports segment. For example, if I say in a sports league or in a soccer league, for example, each of the teams are there to compete for the same competition. But each of the teams do not have the same players. They do not have the same quality of players. Neither do they have the same quality of coaching, nor the similar coaches. So from that approach, you can already see what niche marketing can be applied to in terms of a football team or sports team's approach to the same competition. It's the same thing that you can apply in a business sense. The competition there is survival. So you've got to win to survive, meaning you've got to make sales and revenue to survive. Now, in niche marketing, guys, please understand that niche marketing is a strategy. But niche marketing is not always the most successful strategy, because niche marketing is something that the big players, the big teams, the big guys can also do. in business, in the world of business, it has always been a thing of someone comes up with something new and then the other guys copy it. Someone puts in the major investments in terms of research and development for a new product, a new strategy, a new thing, and someone else just adopts it. Something, if I can draw your attention to what happened with the very first touch phone, that's not the very first smartphone. The very first smartphone, guys, came out from Apple. The iPhone 1, the first iPhone. The first iPhone was revolutionary. But the first iPhone looked similar to the Apple iPod. If you guys remember the iPod, that thing that looked like a phone with a touchscreen, the only thing they added was a SIM card or the ability to call and the application. That iPhone changed the game of the mobile phone industry. So everyone went off from the GSM Spectrum kind of phones that we then saw from Nokia and Samsung, and everyone had this rush and sort of like transformance and transference of technology and the research and development to make and create smartphones. Touchscreen smartphones. That's where we find ourselves today. Now, what happened there? Everyone copied and adopted what Apple did. Now, it's the same thing with niche marketing. However, we cannot compare our example to that of Apple because Apple, they created their own niche market. All their products has to work with each other, meaning from their software updates to their physical hardware. Everything is interlinked. So they protected their niche market in that sense. However, in most other things, for example, in niche marketing, it's a bit difficult to maintain. Now, with niche marketing, guys, the advantages are, they are there. And some of them are pretty, obvious to look at. Because the obvious perspectives of niche marketing is that you can focus your resources. You can have less competition. You can have a feasible strategy for smaller companies or small companies. And you can reap in high profit margins or generate high profit margins, as well as also you'll be able to generate high loyalty. High loyalty converts into brand loyalty that the company enjoys or that the product enjoys. But here's the other thing. Remember, in a big market segment, for example, things are very competitive. I stress this because in niche marketing, well, what the examples that we have seen from the tech industry to the appliance industry to the consumer appliance industry to the various other kinds of industries or consumer market industries is that the big guys wait for the small guys to do something new. They come in, offer them a big fat paycheck saying, listen, we want to buy you out. How about it? Will you guys say yes or no? Or we take you over or we buy you into our brand and then you work from there. That is ultimately what happened with WhatsApp. It's ultimately what happened with WhatsApp and all the other competitors to the two big tech companies, Facebook and Google, who constantly are buying out guys that come in with a niche market entry point. With a niche market entry point. Now, also understand, sometimes the niche marketing approach product becomes the main competitor in a mass marketing approach. Because remember, niche marketing helps the small company, the small enterprise to grow, expand. And then what happens? They start becoming one of the biggest competitors to the other big competitors in the market scene. Now, that should be your ultimate goal. That's ultimately if you can protect yourself, like what Netflix has done. I think it was Google or someone else that had the opportunity to buy Netflix in 2006. Look where Netflix finds themselves. They started off with a niche marketing approach back then in the early 2000s. They are now considered one of the main tech companies in the world. One of the main tech companies in the world. Now, if you can see how their longevity, their main goal in terms of survivability had kept them on the growth trend up to now. Because remember, back in 2005, 2006, people would have frowned on you saying, watching my movies and my TV series online on my computer of my internet. No. At that stage still, internet connectivity was very low. The absorption rate for internet services and internet connection was very low even in Namibia. It was only isolated to those that, let's say those households that had the extra money to spend money on such, on a luxury like internet at home. But from 2009, everything just sped up very quickly. Things were running at 100 kilometers per hour up until 2011. So you've got to understand, guys, with niche marketing, it's not all about, you know, trying to disrupt the market. Now, you can enter, slowly build, thus to look forward to that horizon 10 years down the line. Now, these advantages from niche marketing is that focusing the resources allows you to serve fewer customers or a smaller customer base. For sure, guys, it's easier, meaning you know that your resources can only accommodate or anticipate demand of this size. Thus, you will only work on demand of this size. Ultimately, please also remember this, that this serves back to how much you want to make. So your budgeting has to correlate to what your resources can offer, the amount of customers that your resources can cater for, as well as also what you expect to make from a specific segment or amount of customer interaction. But beside that, the company can also focus more resources on exploiting its target market as well. Because it's not just about catering or serving the customer base, but also exploiting it. Meaning investing into new technologies or other new kinds of things in order to effectively or more efficiently serve your customer base. Because if you just show up there saying, listen, this is what I've got to sell, the customers will say, okay, but what about it? What about your product that you're selling to me? What about it? And if you forget what your value proposition or what your value adding or what value you're trying to add to the customer, they'll just turn around and go back to the established products in the market, even though those established products might cost them more than what your product might be, but they'll go back and they'll go buy it. Unless you prove to them what the value proposition is. It's a higher quality product perhaps, or it's handmade, or it provides you detailed attention in terms of, let's say, customization of the product, for example. If you can provide those aspects in value proposition, you'll be able to garner, to cultivate, and to graft and grind a market segment for yourself. Now, before we hit the next ad break, we've also got to take a look at the competition segment. Now, just after the break, we'll be expanding into how less competition can also help you with niche marketing in order to get your foothold in the market in that regard. Stay tuned, and we'll come back after this break.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno ruganse sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lyeyowamba zuma okogom, dimo gwana koma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantandatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia.
Hello Namibia. Indira pamanate muyu ni wa LelaPay. LelaPay onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhana no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko LelaPay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka LelaPay nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhako. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, Omatumara ka go magarero ya mbeko go magaro no matumara ka go kwarukehe go ka bahara wetsaithere o shiwana ashikesho mo Namibia okuza ora podoranda tu ni firinga itano metumara ka kehe Lela Pay o harongo ngini konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura ka karekere mongo dioe paturura o akaunta e oshari eto turamo o mausemba goe inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe shampa wa mana okuturamo o mausemba goe hogorora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume shampa wa tumo etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba Lela Pay nenge ko The Villager ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake tumina inima weko digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero opo ukare waguza kukarandisi tudengera nena kono rajeta tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajeta tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari Lela Pay yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Now, as we come back from our extended break, understand, guys, that where we left off just before it was the focusing of your resources. One of the first examples, one of the first advantages that you can enjoy in niche marketing. But the second one is probably the most important one, less competition. Look, guys, you can have a focus on resources, or you can have more focus on resources, but you can have a lot more competition against you, even if you are niche marketing. Because understand that even if you come into a niche market, you try to serve it, for example, let's say you want to convert your family farm into a game lodge or into a game farm. Understand that in your vicinity, perhaps, and you find yourself based in the Ochotonjupa region or in the Omaheke region, the scenario there is that is where the largest cluster of game farms are situated. Now, just in this in our example here is that take a look at the scenario. You've got, let's say in that cluster around Ochivarongo alone, you've got probably like 7 game farms already. Now, to any other marketer, it would indicate that there is oversaturation taking place. Because 7 game farms means, who are you actually catering for? Are you catering for the town of Ochivarongo? Or are you, you know, are you trying to compete for a different market? And ultimately, when you had to look at the kind of customer that these game farms, you know, would be trying to serve, it would all point towards international tourists or tourists that are foreigners. Now, once again, that sort of like puts in a major question mark there, because you'll be going like, if you're trying to serve only the international tourist, that means you guys are all trying to compete for the same limited, you know, Namibian dollar. You're all trying to compete for the same limited Namibian dollar. Now, even though this is an example that I'm you know, depicting to you, you've got to understand that sometimes when niche marketing takes place, some business owners, company owners, are entering into a market that's already oversaturated. Meaning they can have the best focus on their resources in terms of what they want to do. But if you heard that the guy next to you converted himself from a livestock farm, from an agricultural farm, to a game farm, and you are doing the same thing right next to him, then you're just playing a copycat game, trying to enter into a niche marketing realm where everyone has already niche marketed people a whole 2 years ahead of you. A whole 2 years. And it works on a question of a ratio even, because you've got ratios to balance out. You can't have 5 farms that were before that agricultural producing farms converting into game farms. What's the aim of that? Now, ultimately, in the sense of less competition, sometimes these niche marketers create their own competition indirectly. Well, not indirectly, but more directly. They are more the reason or the result of the competition. Now, the main aim of niche marketing is that you enter where there is less competition. Now, when you enter when there's less competition, your marketing strategy involves targeting markets outside of the main market. The company, in that sense, will target specific market segments within that, you know, within that approach, which large companies are less interested in entering for now. The large companies do not want to enter because the potential profit may be very low to their business size, meaning if you give attention to the specific niche, then the thing is that it just might not justify the investment that takes place from the one end in terms of the revenue that you're generating from the other end. They would say it doesn't justify the approach. It won't justify our overheads. But in this competition discussion also, and this is what a lot of international marketers also don't tell you, is that people or business owners who try to do niche marketing always niche into a saturated market segment. Even though it's niche, but they enter into a saturated market segment. There's already so many small companies or small business ventures that are already operating there. They're already there. Now, in that same space, just to give an example, for example, if I gave you the game farm scenario. Now, let's say you go into one of the capital's big malls here. Now, the malls all have clothing stores, food outlets, retail stores. Doesn't matter what kind of retail store, it's all retail stores, as well as a handful of other types of businesses. Now, you want to go place yourself in a mall and you want to offer food. You want to sell food to people in a mall. But here is the one thing. You're not practicing niche marketing. Even though your venture might be small, you're not practicing niche marketing. What happens there is that you might already find a Wimpy there, or a famous restaurant there, or a famous franchise restaurant there. Or you might find a famous takeaway there, or you might not a famous, a franchise takeaway there, or you might find an established restaurant there. Now, the moment you add more to a spot, technically, you are signaling to the consumer that you're going to be part of the furniture. You're going to do the same thing that the other guys are doing. Even though you're coming there with a niche approach, you want to do something different, perhaps open up a little cafe that sells coffee. Just to give you an example, guys, if you go to one of the capital's malls here, you will find a coffee bistro right opposite another coffee bistro. I kid you not. Now both of them are franchises for sure, but the one franchise is more niche than the other one. The one is more niche than the other one, but they're offering the same thing, the same experience. It's just the other one has a more expansive, meaning a bigger menu, than the other.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, ovo nongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o mana o manene shimu na o maile no topra. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro o themba, o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually... to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, as we come back and we've reached the halfway point of our discussion, you've got to understand, guys, that with competition, you have to be aware and have done sort of like your prior market research in terms of who are the various operators. The reason why, just before the ad break, I gave you the example of the two coffee bistros, or the two coffee, I can't call them baristas, because a barista is the person that makes you the coffee, is that these two franchise organizations are situated right opposite each other. And one of the main things is in terms of the inconvenience that they pose towards pedestrians that have to walk through that mall, that specific segment of the mall. The downside is that you can see that both these two businesses offer the same thing. It's almost like if you've ever seen, videos or pictures of what do they call those major pedestrian walkways in Europe and Asia, where they just have cafes on those. They sometimes call them arcades or major cafe, sort of like locations there. But the thing is, you've got one cafe next to another, next to another, next to another, next to another. Meaning you've got option as a consumer. But this is such a cluster and a congestion of competition. It also creates a form of noise for the consumer. Now, in the same sense, it's convenient in the sense that it is accessible for a consumer, but it also creates a little bit of indecision. And like I said, also a little bit of inconvenience. For example, if there's a lot of people walking there during a specific time of the day, it hinders your movement, your ability to move, your ability to walk quickly. Now, from that perspective, guys, with less competition in niche marketing, it does happen. It is ideal. It is one of the major reasons why you would go into niche marketing. I stress this because you just sometimes also have to look at various kinds of products that someone is already selling that you can perhaps also tap into. For example, you get a lot of the seamstresses here in the country that can make you custom outfits for weddings, for various religious ceremonies, for various cultural ceremonies, for various events or formal events. A lot of these seamstresses. And what do they offer there? They are practicing niche marketing. And from that sense, they know that they've got a select or very specific clientele to work with because they've got a specific skill set or specific business approach. Now, one of the other advantages also that you've got to look at is that this is a most feasible approach for smaller companies. Yes, as I mentioned, smaller budget, less competition, bigger focus on your resources allows you to maneuver a lot more easily, as well as also have a more adaptable approach in terms of market conditions and market circumstances. The next thing that you can also enjoy in terms of the advantages is that high profit margins can also be generated. Now remember, your resources have to match the quantity of clients that you want to cater for and accommodate. And your resources are dictated by your budget allocations in your enterprise. So your budget has to speak to your resources has to reflect the quantity in terms of market catering that you want to offer. Now, high profit margins can be derived and generated from this approach. Remember, this is as you are sitting there with a magnifying glass going like, okay, today, this is what we aim to achieve in terms of total sales for the day or total sales leads conversions for today or for this week or for this month. Now, high profit margins, meaning if you see that there is less competition taking place in your niche marketing scenario, it allows the companies to sell at high prices and also to earn high profit margins. Now, remember, you can only charge sometimes, let me share the secret with you once again. You can only charge a high price if no one else is offering the market, is offering the product. And if people start seeing that the product is being bought more often, they also start selling it now, then you can adjust your price to mimic the price offering or the price comparison that customers would do within the market. Or if you're coming in new, you come in with a low price. And if everyone is starting to sell the same price that you're, or the same product or similar product that you're also offering, then you start gradually raising the price to reflect competition or level of competition as well as also absorption rate in the market sense. Those are the two operations, those are the two strategies for you to employ with your pricing. Now, the high profit margins can be experienced in both those approaches, but it depends on what product you're going to sell, which consumer market you're going to service, and also how often you'll be able to sustain this kind of approach. Now, from niche marketing's first points in terms of those advantages that I shared just now, the main aim that you will also be able to generate is brand loyalty. Right now, currently, brand loyalty is one of the most important survival conditions for any brand, for any company, for any organization. Big or small, whether you are niche orientated or whether you are mass marketing orientated, the approach is that you've got to maintain a loyal customer base. Always maintain a loyal customer base, because the companies that have a higher chance of survival are the ones that are consistently satisfying customers more often than their competitors. This would also mean that these companies can specialize in satisfying a specific need of a customer, and also can see how they can further improve on their service levels to consumers. Now, this specific success mechanism, is crucial in exploiting a market. It brings a stronger relationship, or it generates the stronger relationship between the customer and the niche marketing organization, between the niche marketing organization and other customer segments. Because remember, in there somewhere, if customers are happy, remember what I gave you, that average or that ratio? One happy customer might not share it with friends and family and close acquaintances that they know, but sometimes, if they do, they will go and they will refer other customers to a ratio of at least 1:5 with regards to good service or just, you know, positive viral marketing taking place. If it was a bad experience that these customers would have experienced, what will they do? The ratio there is 1:8, 1:10, 1:15, meaning they will go to 10 people, 15 people, 8 people, tell them how bad your service was, or how badly they experienced service delivery from your organization. Now, if you do the good thing and they are happy more often than bad, you are sitting in the pound seats, man. That's what you'll be doing. You'll be sitting in the pound seats, enjoying the return on investment that you, or your organization, or that your company, or that your enterprise is achieving. You'll be able to fly more often to Bali, or you'll be able to fly to Cape Town or wherever and enjoy, you know, pina coladas where you find yourself, because you've realized or achieved a win, a big win, a win that continuously pays out. But then we get to the opposite end of the coin. And this is why I always like, you know, coins, because coins give you heads and tails. Sometimes it gives you the good side, the bad side. Now, in the same regard, you've got the disadvantages taking place, the downsides, as I would like to put them. Now, the first one you get is low economies of scale, followed by low barriers to entry, followed by product perfection. And these three aspects, in terms of them just being as very straightforward as they are, not as abundant as the advantages, which shows you that there's a, you know, and you know, the advantages are outweighing the disadvantages, but the disadvantages are more sort of like they're more not pervasive, but they're the ones that are easier to occur than the advantages. Now, with low economies of scale, guys, is where you've got a market that has few customers because of more specific demands and needs. Therefore, what results or what happens is that it becomes difficult for a firm or for the enterprise to catch up to a low average costs or to lower average costs by increasing sales and production volumes. Meaning, your aim would then become, let's try and sell more in order to sort of like negate the costs that the ever-growing costs that you might be experiencing. Or sometimes if you come in with lower costs, then you might not even generate any sales because there might be a perception game also taking place with consumers going like, it looks like a very attractive product offering that you're trying to give me, but I don't know about the quality aspect. And if they are not buying or there's no reception or there's low reception of the product taking place, then what happens is that you start accumulating more cost overheads. Thus, the cost overheads start outweighing your incomes, and then things are just not feasible anymore. Now, this low economies of scale perspective leads to the next one, low barriers of entry. Sometimes entry requirements are relatively low because they do not really, rely on significant capital investment sometimes. For example, like I said, you would have the example I gave you of the seamstresses here in the country. I would like to call them, you know, sort of like skills-based entrepreneurs. They have a unique skill. They have a unique skill, but here's the downside. They don't make their own, the resources that they need in order to make garments. That's now dresses, suits, shirts, skirts, other outfits, you know. They don't make the cotton strings or the other materials that are needed in order to create said final products that they are experts in creating. They don't create that. Sometimes those things are not even in Namibia. Sometimes it has to be imported especially or specifically for them. Sometimes they go through a major waste, sort of like a waste-induced exercise. What I mean by wastage is wastage in terms of they have to produce something, but the final product took so much materials to finalize or to create that if you have to look at, you know, all the waste that took place, then you could technically say, well, you could have made another shirt or another dress or something out of that thing, out of all that discarded material that was used as the import factor or the input factor. On the one point. We'll quickly head into another ad break and come back right after.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Hello Namibia. Indira pamanate muyuni walela pay. Lela pay onkaro ompu woma futiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokatevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no tagadana no kutra mombepo ethimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike kolela pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo Sarongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utremo shifo sho the villager ni kwao ya wedhako. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomafio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngukawa hara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu mithiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o maothemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhite. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o maothemba goe hogora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindimpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe otari turua ko Eagle FM imba lela pei nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatu ngoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raketa tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pei yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
Now, as we come back, and just where we left off before the break, was the important thing is that sometimes as entrepreneurs, as small business leaders, SME, medium, in that same space, the aspect is to generate your own loyal customer base. But your own loyal customer base, in terms of weighing in the low economies of scale that might persist or that can come about, can be the one major drawback and disadvantage in terms of survivability. Now, the low barriers of entry, sometimes, as I mentioned, which is the next sort of like major drawback in terms of niche marketing that can occur, is that in some markets, firms face a high risk of entering new players into the market, which increases direct competition sometimes. Like I mentioned to you, the Game Farm example. The one of seamstresses and tailors and in the country is still it's a healthy niche marketing example, because of that space you don't find two tailors or two seamstresses living right next to each other or operating right next to each other. If you do find examples of that, you can go to places, for example, like in South Africa or in Nigeria, or even if you go to the other SADC countries where you can find where they have those open markets and those flea markets scenario where you find tailors and seamstresses operating right next to each other who can make you a suit or a clothing or a garment right there. That is, that's a different scenario. But now, if you have a look at, let's say, game farms, having 7 game farms next to each other is just not a logical approach. It's mind-numbing to indicate that. Because in most cases, listen, you can't take the farm and go anywhere else. But in terms of understanding of having a game farm right next to another game farm, next to another game farm, next to another one, just indicates to you that other guys will see, okay, it's easy for me to convert my private farm or my family farm into a game farm. The justification in terms of that usually is based upon that the farmer or the owner of the farm, in that sense, is aiming to, secure their own revenue in one or other way. Not being exposed to the topsy-turvy scenario that you would experience in a livestock or the agricultural sense in terms of of a traditional farming practice. But the low barriers of entry, guys, should also be something to signal to you if you have an idea for niche marketing, because it should give you, it should sound off an alarm bell in your head somewhere. Sometimes, even if you see the opportunity right there, someone else would have also, has also observed and seen the same opportunity. Someone else has also taken notice of the same opportunity. To think that you're the only one sitting there with this wonderful million-dollar idea, don't think that, because someone else has also seen it. Someone else has probably thought about it, or is probably at advanced levels or stages with their business plan and business proposals at one or other financing partner. They're already there. Now also understand that with low barriers to entry, the reason why the big guys stayed away is that the big guys realized that it's not worth their effort, not worth their investment, or not worth their operationality to operate in that zone. Understand also, it's not to deter you from, you know, trying to put your wonderful idea into practice, because it can most probably be a wonderful business idea. It does look like a wonderful business idea in your head. It does sound like a wonderful business idea when you put it on your business plan or proposal. Understand, in reality, like Dwight Eisenhower said, my namesake, in terms of when he was a Second World War general, is that he has found training and preparation. No, technically, if he has found planning useless in war, but he has found preparation and plan and preparation and training valuable for a conflict scenario. Just remember the gist of that message. It is wonderful to be prepared, but sometimes your preparation does not always stick to a game, to the game, to the flow of the game, because you can't manage, you can't be in charge of the game itself. And that is unfortunate, the world and the spectrum of the business environment. Now, the last sort of like drawback that you have to consider as well, just before we end off today's discussion here of the brand conversation, is that you've got to look at product perfection. Product perfection is where the marketplace actually requires companies to develop perfect strategies and provide better solutions. This is speaking to a level of competitiveness. This is speaking to the level of competition that exists out there. Now, because there are fewer prospects, there's also less room for error to occur. Now, a company must be able to provide products exactly to what the customer demands are. Please, guys, if you are ever considering serving a customer base, please be very aware of the demands that are out there. Be sure of the demands, that the product you are selling serves the demands. Guys, I've sometimes heard, you know, they're very smooth with their mouths, some salespeople. They will tell you they can sell you something that has the potential to cover that kind of demand or need, and in actual fact it isn't there, or the product is not being sold here, or they represent a multinational company in Namibia, but the functions of the product cannot be sold in Namibia. Because the company says that product cannot be sold there because, let's face it, there is no customer base for that specific product. Even if there's one customer that says, I'm willing to pay $1 million for that product, some businesses will say, listen, for us to maintain service and, you know, provide support for the product, it's just not worth the investment. So also understand, guys, whether you're in an established business or you are in a new market player, be very certain of the customer demands. Be very certain of the customer needs. Be very certain of what the customer wants. Be certain. Do not come with a sales approach. Come with a marketing approach. A marketing approach dictates that you've got to have done research. You've got to have done research and competition. I've done research on the product. You were supposed to do research in terms of how you can look at sustainable business environment or generating your own or cultivating your own, and thus seeking to be here for the long run. The long run. Not the, you know, hit and run and quick, get rich quick run. No, the long run. The long run. Now, ultimately, one of the things is, in Namibia, you've got to understand, is that the Namibian business environment is a lot more competitive. It's a lot more competitive. A lot more competitive. So kindly, do be aware in terms of when you decide to do niche marketing and niche business operation, you've got to be there for a hard grind. Now, just before we end off in today's discussion point here on the Brand Conversation on your number one talk radio station, you can find me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, where we'll also be expanding into everything business related and also in the economic sense in terms of that regard. On this matter, in terms of today's discussion point, this has been your Brand Conversation for today, this lovely Monday. Well, it's slightly lovely, but the cold has returned once again. And let's see each other again, same time, same place tomorrow, and also for the rest of the week's planning, and also later tonight on the Business and Economic Zone. Stay tuned as the On The Radar team are ready to make their entry and also provide you with your daily bulletin updates for today's session.
Hello, Namibia. Indirapa manate muyuni walela pay. Lela pay onkaro ompu wama futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no taga dana no kutura mombepo esimbo ojo tunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba. Nenge hoka kalela pe, nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhako. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeku goma varo, no matumaraka goku arukehe, nguka wahara uteithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni siringa itano metumaraka. Kehe. Lela Pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o maosemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhise. Shampa wa mana o kuturamo o maosemba goe hogora kucha o wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shampa watumo etumaraka joe otariturwa ko Eagle FM imba Lela Pay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nina kono rajeta tuimwe mbarinora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono rajeta tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu ne nonora yeriari. Lela Pay yimo nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.